Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamertag Radio.
All right, so we're back here at Gamertag Radio, and I also have here Britt. She looks very excited about of this part. Here's the thing that something that I love to talk to Britt about is horror games. We always do that. We always recommend games to play, anything that's horror related, you know. But this one, I am very excited. Alien Isolation 2. I love the first game.
Danny, I wasn't even going to play this game. I got to be so for real with you.
Really? Why?
I don't do cat and mouse games. I'm too tense. If there's a locker I have to hide in, I get too scared. I have to feel like I have some way of fighting back. But you were talking about this game. Everybody at Summer Game Fest was talking about it. So I was a big girl and I played it. And it was exactly what I thought it would be.
And was it worth it? Was it worth
100%.
Like, you know what? Yeah. Yeah, it was so good. It was so good. Now, a lot of people don't know this. We went to the Sega, I don't know, booth or whatever you want to call it, right? We go in there and we had to go downstairs, which is very, very dark. And we had to go to a presentation to talk about the game, a little bit about the history. And the devs also mentioned at the end, you know, good luck surviving or whatever, or escaping. I can't remember exactly. And I'm like, I'm not going to escape. I know that for a fact. I'm not going to do this. So I start playing. And it's pretty cool. Like it looks like you're in like a planet. You're there with other people. I don't know if it's
other
like
people in your ship with you, I think.
Yes. Yeah. So then you start walking because there was a crash, right?
Of course.
And when you go to the ship, the alien is there. So you have to figure out how to get in and how to get out. Because when you go in, you don't know what's going on. You're looking for other people that survive. But when you hear the alien, now you have to figure out how in the world am I going to get out of here. And that's the part that I was struggling, Britt. Like I couldn't get out. I was like towards the end and I was just struggling just towards the end of that part.
But I was just going in circles. I was going in absolute circles. So yeah, your ship lands and now you're in this dark foresty area and there's lightning, I think, and rain. And like Danny, like you said, like you're these dark little pods, they are recording your footage, right? Mm-hmm. And there's a fan blowing on you. At least there was on me because it's hot and stuffy down there. Every time the wind from that fan would hit me, I would get scared because I was so tense. I was like, what is this brushing my skin? Mm-hmm. It was just the wind. So, and I don't feel like I scare very easily in these games, but the atmospheric tension just in this opening area where nothing gets you is enough to make you pucker your butt. But yeah, you get into the ship and you're looking for survivors and oh, we're just collecting scraps so we can repair the things and look for people. And then that thing descends and then you just hear it clicking around.
And you can't attack it.
Smart.
You can't attack it.
No.
You could distract it. You could distract and then you could keep on moving, right? Now, I did interview the developers of the game and that was one of the things that I brought up to them. Like, hey, so is there going to be new weapons, new things? They're like, yeah, but we're not ready to talk about it. I'm like, okay. But I also asked them, like, the inspiration of for them to come up with new type of weapon designs or weapons, et cetera, right? So was it, like, originally from their side? Was it something where inspired from the movies, TV series or something? Because it's been so long since the last game. There's been more movies and also a TV series that they came out on Hulu. So I was asking that. Again, they couldn't answer that question. But I'm excited to see what else you could do in this game that is new, that's not original. But it has that original flavor, like that vibe too, you know? So
Yeah. And like I said earlier, you know, in another episode we did, I am the queen of cheese. I will hide. I will camp out. I will do what I got to do. I will watch and observe you before I make my move. You cannot do this you cannot do that in here because I was underneath the floor, right? In those little vent areas, just kind of like looking up, watching this thing click around, following me. Oh, no, it can see you. I think it can hear you. Oh, yeah. No, it would just destroy the vent and come eat me. And I was like, or do whatever it did to kill me. I got killed so many times. So yeah, you have to be very on your toes because this thing is not stupid. It's not a stupid AI. It's a very, very smart alien.
I think it's smarter than I don't even play the first one, but the alien is way smarter now. Like, so one thing that I noticed, I was under the vent. I'm like, yo, they're not going to see me. I'm just going to chill here. Right. And the alien was just like standing there and looked down and then went down looking for him. I'm like, oh, snap. Oh, yeah. this is not good. This is not good at all, you know? So, like, yeah, you have to – here's the thing about this game. You can't be in one area for too long. You have to figure out quickly how to get out of there because eventually alien will find you.
So, yeah, you're being chased, and you have to try to remember how the heck to even get out of this ship you're in. And so you have the adrenaline of that. And, again, this whole time it's just been building all this tension. At one point, Danny, I thought I was good. I thought I had maybe found my way or at least a way. And my appointment was running a little late, and unknowingly, I had a bunch of team members behind me. And I opened the door, and I think this is going to be my great escape. That was right there. It was right there. It was literally behind the door. And
That happened to me the first try. The first time
I found it, I didn't mean to seek it out, but I sought it out, and then that was it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, first time, intense. First time, grabbed me. I jumped. I'm like, whoo. And ooh. I usually don't jump.
Good for you. It was funny. I was going into the Sega booth. Victor Lucas was coming out, yeah. And he had this look on his face. He was kind of pale. He was like breathing heavy. And I said, "Did you just play Alien?" He's like, "Yeah," because they had a whole bunch of other games in there. But I could just tell by the look on his face. So it was definitely the talk of Summer Game Fest. It was fun.
Yeah, I think this is one of my top three favorite games of Summer Game Fest. Like, it's up there in my top three. Because I just love horror games, you know. Control is my first one. Control resonated this one. Mm. And I have to think really hard about the third one because there's so many good ones out there, you know.
So, do you like more survival horror or more of this cat and mouse kind of horror?
Or you I like them both. Yeah. I really don't care. Anything that's just scary theme, mm-hmm. I'm all in with that, you know.
You found that. You found that.
Yes, I did. I did. So anything else, Britt, before we go to the next topic?
You know, I got to say I was surprised because, like I said, I started the appointment and then I had to go to another appointment. There was a snafu and then I could have left at that point. I didn't have to come back to Alien, but I wanted to. So I called Sega back up like, "Can I come back, please? I want to play again," which really surprised me because I should have been smart and not have done that because it was very scary. But like you said, there's something about it. It's addicting. Maybe it's the adrenaline you get. But it's also just so pretty and so well done. And the music and the sound effects, it's all like you can't help but admire how great it looks and feels and sounds. But yeah, you just have this big alien chasing after you. So even for me, someone who tries to stay away from these games, I couldn't stay away from it.
Yeah, I can't wait to play this overall. I know this, they say it's too early. It felt like it was already done. That's how I felt. Like, I didn't see any bugs. Maybe there is stuff that they know that we don't know.
It's a big one chasing you.
But yeah, it was good. And one thing about the character, I forgot her name, but she's a new character. Mm. This is a whole new story. It's not like from the first game. This is like a totally different character and story. So, but hopefully we'll learn more about the story once it gets closer to release, you know? So we'll see. We'll stay in touch with Sega about that. And stay tuned. You probably will see clips of us playing Alien Isolation 2. We're waiting for Sega to send this to us. And I'm excited to see. There was cameras
finest
everywhere.
Moments. finest moments. Yep.
Definitely. All right. Until next time.